Welcome back to His Time. It is Maundy Thursday, and it is time for our regular Thursday morning guest. Joining me in studio this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning to you. Blessings to you this Maundy Thursday.
Why, thank you. It's good to have some time to visit this morning as we start this Maundy Thursday.
It's hard for me to even just grasp the whole idea that it's Holy Week, though. I mean, it just, for some reason, it's later, but I think because it's later, it's harder to for me to just realize. But I do look forward to the entire walk from Maundy Thursday through Good Friday to Easter Sunday.
I was reflecting this morning, thinking back to my younger days, and always trying to figure out how it could be Monday and Thursday on the same day.
I know. Well, that actually reminds me of something similar, and that's my younger brother, and he would absolutely kick me in the shins for sharing this, but no one knows him. And so anyway, he talked about this, and he said, not the Maundy Thursday thing, but it reminds me of when he was growing up. We went to Lutheran school. When he was growing up, he said at one point as an adult that I couldn't figure out why nobody taught about Nancy. He said, we had God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and Nancy had such an important job. And I said, well, you know, what about Nancy? And he said, in the Apostles' Creed, and Nancy shall come to judge the quick from the dead. But then he figured that Nancy's job was actually pretty easy, because if you're dead, you can't be quick. So that was the way his child brain figured out that Nancy's job of judging the quick from the dead was an easy one. So anyway, but moving that along, that's a whole different, that's not what I actually came to talk about this morning.
Sorry,
but anyway, Monday and Thursday at the same time. Well, actually, what I wanted to share LSS-wise today is that we have our annual meeting this next Tuesday, April 22nd. And I thought maybe the listeners did not even realize that we are a member-owned congregation. In other words, the Lutheran churches, we have 106 Lutheran churches that that are members of Lutheran Senior Services. And so our ministry is done on the behalf and as an extension of ministry to older adults of these congregations. So as that plays out, we have an annual meeting. And I thought I would mention, you know, in this annual meeting come the pastors and the delegates of the congregations, but it really would be open to anyone. So if anyone wants to learn a little bit more about Lutheran Senior Services, I would invite them to that meeting. Now, there is a meal following. It's at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, April 22nd. It is at Laclee Groves in Webster Groves. And we have a meeting starts at 4 in the auditorium. And part of what we have, we're calling this meeting Helping Your Older Adults Live Life to the Fullest. So we have a panel where a couple of our folks that represent our affordable housing, the outreach services, and our continuing care retirement communities would chat a little bit about what, you know, how we might be able to be that extension of ministry to the older adults in the congregation, and have a little overview of some of the things that have happened in the last year. So if anyone, and then it follows a meal. So if anyone would like to come.
And that's what makes it Lutheran, right?
That's what makes it Lutheran, is the meal afterwards, the fellowship with the meal. So I would just really extend that invitation. We've, of course, sent specific invitations to the pastors and the delegates, but it really is, we do serve on behalf of the members of the congregations. And so I would invite them to come. And if they do, look me up, because I'll be there. So, and then one of the things I also wanted to just kind of transition into is, as part of that extension of ministry, I think what one of the things that truly differentiates Lutheran Senior Services from many of the other not-for-profit organizations that do the same thing we do is our attention to and our core value of this spiritual care. We have chaplains that are at each of our sites. You can learn a little bit more about that. We do have a on our website, lssliving.org. We do have a tab along the left side that talks about spiritual support. And it just gives a quick overview of our chaplains that are there to serve the spiritual needs of our residents. They, of course, do have a service every week. They are Lutheran chaplains, and so the service is Lutheran. But because we do welcome all beliefs, we also make sure that there is a Catholic service or a Catholic mass or some sort of Catholic service every week. And then, but they are there to counsel. They are there to walk through all the various stages that happen emotionally and spiritually with our residents. They are there to offer grief support when losses come. They also serve our, do Bible studies, do other activities. They also serve our staff. We have something at Lutheran Senior Services called a Christ Care Fund. And you've heard us talk about benevolent care.
Right.
That's for our those we serve who have outlived their financial resources. But we also know that our staff at times will encounter financial crises. So we have a Christ Care Fund that is donated to by residents, by other staff, by other folks, and then the chaplains can administer that to the employees should they come across any sort of a situation where they find themselves in crisis. So we really do live out that mission of putting mission first, and we do that through our chaplains that are at each site and serve our residents and our staff alike. So one of the things that we also do as part of our spiritual support for our residents is, and for our congregations, I just wanted to mention that and give a shout out to the devotional, that we do consider it a privilege to provide as a gift to our residents, and then to our member churches, we ship them out every quarter, and that's called Hopeful Living, and it is by Creative Communications. And if anyone is interested in learning more about the devotion and get it for themselves, especially if they're a listener outside the St. Louis area, not a member of one of our Lutheran Senior Services congregations, they can learn more about that at 1-800-325-9414. 1-800-325-9414. Also wanted to mention that we just did a project with Concordia Publishing House. We did a special print run of a book that they had that CPH had published many years ago called Best Love Passages of the Bible, and provided those to our chaplains. And I know at least one chaplain in one of our CCRC's continuing care retirement communities here in St. Louis puts that book on the bedside where the guests come in for our REACH short stay rehab, which is like after a surgery, after a stroke, that in between the hospital and home. So it's greeting them on their bedside so that when they're there, kind of like a little hotel room, but instead of the Bible being there, this devotional book is there. So it is part of what we want to be able to be there for the residents and the staff that we serve.
Very nice. So that you're giving them the Word of God, which is the greatest gift you can give anybody, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my closing devotional thought today, I actually was going to read one of the devotions in Hopeful Living, but on the drive here today, I thought about Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, a good time to do that, right? And what I really wanted to share instead was one of the things that comes to my mind. I think the greatest, one of the greatest compliments to a pastor, speaking of chaplains or pastors, is when a parishioner would actually remember a sermon from years ago. And there is one that touched my heart so much years ago. It could be close to 15, 20 years ago. I do not know. But I think of it every Lent, every Good Friday, and often in between throughout the year. And it was based on the words of Jesus to the thief on the cross, the thief on the cross's words to Jesus when he said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the pastor took that word, remember, and broke it apart and said that what Christ came to do for us was to re- remember us, was to bring us back into relationship with God the Father. Through our belief in Jesus Christ and through our baptism into his death and resurrection, we are part of the membership of the body of Christ. And in Maundy Thursday, when we take a look at the Last Supper, when Jesus broke the bread and blessed the wine. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. So that whole word, every time I hear that portion of the gospel where the thief says that and Jesus gives him that promise, I remember that he came for all of us, and we all need that Savior because we are sinful, and because of what Christ has done, he has remembered us. So hopefully we will think of that as we walk through this weekend.
He brings us back in to the body of Christ.
He does.
When we eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, you are what you eat, right?
Exactly. That's a great way to end. You are what you eat. So let's do that.
Thanks so much for being here this
You're
morning,
very welcome.
Jane. A blessed Maundy Thursday and Holy Week to you. And we'll catch up then in the very near future. What, next
Absolutely,
week?
Absolutely, next week.
Very good. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.